Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and I'll be talking to you every week about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is hormesis, which is the concept that in small doses, some stressor can be beneficial to health, where in large doses, the same thing would be harmful to health. This is generally discussed in terms of things we consider poisonous, as the term was coined after observing that ionizing radiation seemed to have a stimulating or positive effect at very low doses, and of course harmful effects at anything but such very small amounts. While ionizing radiation, as from nuclear radiation, is rightly seen as dangerous, we can see perhaps this phenomenon of hormesis in other areas. How about exercise? The benefits of exercise never seem to stop being listed. Yet we all know this can be overdone. Perhaps one can say running hard for 26 miles is probably overtaxing the body for most people. Yet running 1 mile for someone in decent shape is beneficial for many systems of the body. Nowadays, we are studying certain plant compounds as to their helpful effects. Interestingly, many herbalists maintain that wildcrafted herbs, that is, those picked in their natural habitat as opposed to cultivated plants, are more potent in the human body for their desired effects. Some have said this is due to the wild plants being subjected to the stresses of an environment not controlled by people. The concept is controlled stresses applied to the body strengthen the body. Studies now suggest cold is such a stressor. That is, perhaps if we're always at a comfortable temperature, we would actually decline faster. With hydrotherapy, we can see this, as while treading water for an hour in 40-degree water would be ill-advised, perhaps the polar bear club practice of running into cold water for a couple of minutes could be good for most of us. Controlled, moderate doses of cold water, in fact, do stimulate the immune system, digestive, cardiovascular, and other bodily systems. Returning to our plant helpers, some suggest that many of the compounds in them that we use as medicine, especially the alkaloids, are made by the plant to act as poisons to ward away predators. A good example of this is digitalis, a plant medicine long used to benefit the heart. Perhaps our beloved caffeine can be another example. And we could go on and on. Think dark chocolate and alcohol. And I haven't even mentioned homeopathy. Well, thanks for listening. This has been another Nature's Remedies with Dr. Tim Hagney, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.